Hey, welcome to the Livonia Stevenson Hockey Podcast. This is Paul Mitchell, and we are back with the podcast, episode 7. If I do my math correctly, I believe we have reached the 7th episode of the season, which means we are moving right along, coming about to almost the halfway point of the season, right about the halfway point of the season. And coming off a weekend in which is a special one for the Spartans, this was their annual Traverse City trip. This is the time of the year where they take a bus up to Traverse City for the North-South Showcase, showcasing some teams from up and around the Traverse City area up as far as the UP, with some teams down here, obviously Stevenson being one of them. And it's a great weekend of hockey. Not only is it a lot of fun, but it's a good weekend of hockey, and it's a great experience for the boys. So we're back after a good weekend. And after a week of practice, they loaded up a bus last Thursday, departed for Traverse City, headed up there, got into town about Thursday night. Driving was good. No inclement weather, so made it okay. Made it there in good timing. Unfortunately, we did not have our part of our team, part of our family, Clarence, our normal driver. He had some issues. He had to take care of some personal issues. So Mr. Mike stepped in, and want to give a huge shout out to Mr. Mike. He was outstanding. He stepped in for Clarence and did a great job driving the bus and getting us home, or getting us there and home safely. So definitely shout out to him. Once we pulled into town there on Thursday, got the bus unloaded, got into the hotel, and then woke up Saturday morning. And the showcase is held at Center Ice in Traverse City. Center Ice is an ice rink complex that has two rinks, and it's where the Red Wings actually hold their training camp. So it's a great complex and a great place to hold a showcase. And the boys were able to have practice there Friday morning, as they normally do, a nice morning skate to get the guys going, get their blood flowing, and get moving. So the guys had a good practice there Friday. And then after that, it was a little trip downtown Traverse City, in which the boys got to walk around downtown. It was a little cold, wind was kicking, but the boys bundled up and took a little tour around downtown. And after that, one had a pregame meal. And then Friday night, it was up. The first game was against Traverse City Central. And just a great relationship Stevenson has had with those guys over the years. Coach David Mitchell is real good friends with the head coach there. Chris Givens does a real nice job at Traverse City Central. So that was the first game on Friday. And it was a big game for the Spartans, and it was a big game of firsts, a few first goals in that game, as Adam Hildebrand not only scored once, but twice to record his first two goals as a Livonia Stevenson Spartan. Also, Stephen Hunt got his first goal, and so did Kyle Soroki. So three guys getting their first goals as a Spartan there that Friday night against Traverse City Central. The boys were able to actually put a good amount of offense together. They got 7 goals, and Will Trage did an outstanding job in net to keep the guys off the board there from Traverse City Central. Also want to note that Eric Polson came in and played the third, and he helped contribute to the shutout. So the boys were solid in net, and the Spartans were able to win 7-0. So for the first game up there on Friday in Traverse City, it was a great game, great showing for the Spartans, and a good way to start the weekend. So from there, off back to the hotel, get a good night's rest, and then on to Saturday. Saturday kind of took it easy. The game was a little bit earlier. It was 4:30 in the afternoon, so the boys were able to get some breakfast, get some lunch, and have some downtime in the hotel. And then it was off to play the other school there in Traverse City, Traverse City West. And that was for game number 2. So when the Spartans travel each and every year up to Traverse City, before the showcase kind of started, just a little tidbit, they've always played West and Central. So kind of a cool part of the showcase is that we're able to play those two teams and kind of keep their tradition going. So the next night was West, and the game started off with a nice, good, quick pace. West was definitely looking to push and be a little bit more physical and try and match the Spartans. The Spartans did go on the power play, and just over a bad turnover, excuse me, in the Spartan end in the second period. They were actually West was actually able to get a shorthanded goal and get on the board to go up 1-0. However, the Spartans would answer quickly with a goal by Easton Schlatterbeck, getting the Spartans on the board to tie it up, and from there it would be all the Spartans on the offense. The Spartans would go on to win that game 7-1, and again, continuing on a weekend's first, Seth Laws was able to get his first goal of the year. So it was another great game by the Spartans there. Also, too, want to note that Will Trage had another big game, and also Jonah Heath came in to make sure that the West team stayed at just one goal. So he did a great job coming in and finishing the game up for the Spartans. And again, the Spartans would take the game number two against West with a score of 7-1. Found a lot of success on that game on the power play, as there were quite a number of penalties. So not only did we the Spartans have to kill some, but they were able to get a good amount of the goals on the power play. So they were able to take game number two and go 2-0 up in Traverse City against Traverse City Central and Traverse City West. So obviously the first and most foremost, the most important thing on a trip like this is the hockey games. It's a business trip. That's the most important. That's the reason why we're going. That's the reason why we're there. So the Spartans did a great job of going up there and doing a really good job on the ice, making sure they took care of business. And after the game, it was time to have some fun. The boys, continuing the traditions of the Traverse City trip, went to Mount Holiday and did some tubing, which was great. A lot of kids, you know, for the first time were able to go. You take a tube up the tow hill there, or tow rope up the hill, and they slide you down, and you go fast, and it's great. I was able to do a little tubing myself and have a little fun. And then a little taco bar they had set up for us. So just a great way to cap off the night. And that was Saturday night. And then the boys woke up early Sunday, had some breakfast, packed up the bus, made it back to Livonia in the afternoon. And here we are. Boys had the day off today from school, but in keeping with the hard work going, they did meet for some off-ice workouts and yoga, and making sure they're staying on top of keeping themselves active and in shape here as the season progresses along. So again, just a great trip for the Spartans. This is one of those traditions that the boys look forward to. The staff, heck, we look forward to it every year. We can't thank the people up in Traverse City enough. They do a tremendous job, not only with the showcase, but in their hospitality and in taking care of us. We've built just a really good relationship, not only with the coaches, but with the rink and the staff members there at the rink, and the people that put on, the Bay Reps that put on the showcase, do an outstanding job. And want to thank the Holiday Inn Express that we stay at every year. Also, again, very accommodating. With the rooms and opening up a boardroom for us to have there for the weekend. So just all in all, just a really successful trip. Like I said, for the wins, but it was also a time for these guys, for these young men to get out there, have another road trip, and do some bonding as they always do. So that was great. So moving right along here, we're going to bring in Coach to talk about the weekend and to talk about the week ahead. Coach, as always, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, we talked about this weekend having your annual Traverse City trip. You guys were able to get up there, have some fun with the boys, but most importantly, get a couple W's there. Tell us about it.
Yeah, again, it's not just really about the W's. It's about what we do on a daily basis. It was a good weekend for us, a good opportunity to get out of town and really stress some details and some growth. And had a practice on Friday morning, then played Traverse City Central. Had a good game there. A slow start seems to be the MO kind of in Traverse City, where we get up there and kind of start off a little bit slow. But then the second period started really, using our speed and doing the things that we do well. And then, came out with the win there. And then on Saturday night, kind of the same thing. Actually, we started a little bit better on Saturday afternoon. And then the second half of the first period really, kind of fizzled out. Traverse City West took advantage of that, got the first goal against us, put us back against the walls a little bit. And it was actually a good thing to see how we responded, and we responded quite well with a couple of goals to answer that. And you know, came out with the victory on that one. So overall, you know, really successful weekend. I'd like to thank, you know, all those involved with the program that made that work, all of our coaches and staff members that went up. The players did an outstanding job. Appreciate the parental support that we get for a trip like this. And as always, you know, to thank the people in Traverse City, you know, both, you know, start with the Bay Reps for putting on the weekend and hosting the North-South Showcase, and then Central and West with their coaching staffs and the people there just are overly accommodating, overly welcoming to us. And it's become a real big part of our program, a big high point of our season. So thanks to all of them. And, you know, when everybody works together, everything comes together like this and made for a successful trip. So we were happy with the way it went.
Yeah, just an outstanding trip from the way it was planned to, as you mentioned, you know, the games. And, you know, to get back to the games, to get the W's, obviously that's great. You were able to get some scoring both nights. And it was nice to get to see some guys, as we mentioned, get their first goals as Spartan. Adam Hildebrand had two first goals in the first game. Stephen Hunt and also Kyle Soroki were able to notch their first goal. So that's great to see some of these younger guys contribute and get on the score sheet.
Yeah, you know, it was a good opportunity for us. And not just an opportunity for us to play our younger guys, but, you know, they've been playing. And so it's been an opportunity for them to find some success. And you mentioned, you know, Hilly and Hunt had his first, and Soroka had his first, and, you know, Schlatterbeck chipped in. And, you know, guys that you don't normally see on the score sheet, our scoring was pretty balanced up there, which was nice to see. And so it was a good solid weekend. I think the whole team contributed in multiple facets of the game, and so very happy with the way things went.
Yeah, and then after, you know, we talked about earlier just the experience and you know, away from the rink, what you guys do, and the kids were able to have some fun. They did some tubing, taking a little bit of downtown Traverse City. So there's a lot going on away from the rink that the guys are able to do, you know, and kind of take in, especially when they're able to get out of town like this.
Yeah, you know, it's a way to get out and to kind of, you know, put the focus on not only team building and team bonding, but hockey and taking a trip like that seriously, and the structure of a trip, and, you know, paying attention to details, from everything to make sure they're properly, you know, properly equipped and wearing the same thing and wearing team uniforms both on and off the ice, and making sure they're at certain places at certain times and they stay on a schedule and are asked to stay on a schedule and expected to stay on a schedule. So it's, you know, team bonding, team building, but it's also a maturation in terms of, you know, can they follow a daily regimen, a minute-by-minute regimen and structure. And so it was good to see that they could do that. They thrived in that situation. And, you know, it's a really, really good kind of catapult here for the second half.
Yeah, speaking of that, now we get into kind of moving along almost into the second half here of the schedule. You guys will be back to work here this week. I know the guys had the day off today for Martin Luther King Jay. You guys had some off-ice work, and now back to practice. And you guys got a couple games coming up this weekend, starting with Friday at home against Trenton. And then you guys are on the road for the first time out in Grand Blanc.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, we have another big week coming up. You know, Trenton on Friday night will be, you know, historically, you know, a tradition-rich, you know, rivalry type of game. Looking very forward to that. And then a quick turnaround up to Grand Blanc. And, you know, you look forward to the challenge of, you know, can we turn around quickly? But, you know, before that, we have to have a good week of practice. We had a good day of growth here. We're, you know, still at our Monday night study hall where guys are making sure their grades are all set and, you know, working on the things they need to work on, and so they can, you know, focus on hockey as well. So it's going to be a big, exciting week. It's also our staff appreciation week, and our players spent, since it is MLK Day, we talked about serving others and doing, you know, doing something nice for others. So we're going to make sure we do our staff appreciation week this week, and every player is going to find a staff member that they appreciate and, you know, present them with a $5 Tim Horton gift card that they purchased. So, you know, we're excited about the week. We're looking forward to the week. But, you know, as you know and as people know out there, we go day by day. So we're excited about getting to where we need to be tonight and then getting at it tomorrow.
Well, that's really cool. A really cool way to get the students involved in helping out with teacher appreciation. I'm sure the teachers really do appreciate that kind gesture that you guys put together. So that's really cool. So, yeah, looking forward to the week ahead. Just want to say again, congratulations to a solid weekend up at Traverse City. I know that's something we all look forward to every year. So, congrats on that. And we wish you the best of luck this week against Trenton and then following, like you mentioned, Grand Blanc.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for everything. And as always, thanks to all the people out there, that support our program. It's kind of very humbling, and we're honored that so many people do that. We had the broadcast team up with us this weekend in Traverse City. It was great to hear, well over a couple hundred people listen to our games each night. And so that's awesome, and it's growing. And so, the people out there listening to this, the alumni, the fans, the supporters really of Livonia-Stevenson Hockey, we appreciate everything that you guys are about, you guys do, and we're very thankful for the continued support. So thanks for everything, and as always, go Spartans.
Okay, and there he is, David Mitchell, head coach, as he joins us each and every week here on the Livonia-Stevenson Hockey Podcast. All right, so now this brings us to the point in the show where we'd like to bring in a couple players and talk to them. For this week's podcast, we are excited to bring on and be joined by junior forward number 8, Austin Adamick, and sophomore forward number 10, Seth Laws. Guys, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me. It's really great to be here. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Well, first off, congratulations on a great weekend. You guys had your annual Traverse City trip, got a couple W's, and you guys each had a goal. And Austin, I'll start with you. Scored the first night, and it was a shorthanded goal, I believe. Tell us about it.
Shorthanded. So, we just got the puck, lucky bounce, 2-on-1, me and Jack Williamson. He gave me a pad pass, and I just put it home.
Able to get the rebound there and score it in there.
Yeah, it was a nice play, nice pad pass by Jack. Nothing much to it.
And following suit the next night, Seth, you were able to get your first goal on the year against West. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, it was so Kevin, he had the puck at the point, took a shot, hit off one of their guys, TC West guys, came right out to me in the slot, and shot at low stick, beat the goalie with the screen in front, and it was just great goal. I was able to get over that first little hump there to get myself going.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We saw you the first day in practice. You scored on a wrist, or you were working on the wrist shot there in practice, so it was nice to see that. Nice to see that pay off.
Yeah, for sure. It's been a shot that I'm working on. Even in the summer, it was going to the shooting gallery outside there, and it was good to see it pay off, so it was good.
Awesome. And as I talked about before, first and foremost, when you guys go up there, it's a business trip. You guys want to win, and you want to come back 2-0, which you guys did, but you guys were able to have a little fun, do some tubing, but it's also a great bonding experience for you guys. So a second year going up, but you guys overall had a good time this weekend. Tell me about your experience a little bit away from the ice.
We're both second year here, so first year was kind of just like got the team bonding and stuff. Well, first comes hockey, so you got to get the job done first, and then after that comes tubing and hanging with the guys. It's just a good time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, especially the tubing part, like Austin mentioned. Great time to spend with those guys, and obviously, the good food after at the taco bar is pretty good, too. So, just other team events, too. It was a great time with them. Got some good team bonding in, really helped us push forward throughout the rest of this year.
Yeah, it's the second road trip for you guys this year. I know you guys went earlier out of Grand Rapids, but anytime you guys can get on a bus and just kind of get out of town and focus on hockey for a couple days has to be pretty fun.
Yeah, nothing compares to Traverse City. It's a long trip, a lot of bonding. It's good for the team, I think.
Just good to also just clear out mentally. There's a lot of stresses going on, even with school, homework, and it's a lot of fun and great for us just to be able to get rid of that and just focus on hockey. And it really makes us play better and allows us just to have a great experience up there.
Well, that's awesome. And, again, congratulations to you guys. I know you guys are working hard in practice, and I think it's paying off. You guys got another week of practice ahead, and then you guys got Trenton. The common theme that we talk about here on the podcast is no nights off. You guys have a daunting schedule, and it's just something you guys got to be ready for each and every night, right?
Yeah, right. Getting back to work is number one, and nothing much to it.
Yeah, it's just going to be a grind throughout this whole season. Obviously, with Trenton and then turning around to play, I think it's Grand Blanc, the day after. So we just got to keep persisting and doing the things that our coach wants us to do in order to be successful throughout this year.
All right, and that includes making sure you guys take care of yourself. I know it's the winter, and sickness is going around, so make sure you guys stay on top of that. feel well and, you know, keep yourselves in health and keep yourself in check.
Yeah, well, you know, recovery is huge in this process. The pace that we go at is intense. It's really strenuous on the body, and recovery is huge.
Yeah, I mean, even this earlier in this year, we dealt with a lot of sicknesses, a lot of illnesses, and, you know, it was just kind of getting used to the whole process we've been going through, grinding practices, workouts, you know, being able to figure out just eating healthy, eating right, and exercising, and just sanitizing, right? It's just been really good for us, and now we're able to move forward and through this year.
Awesome. Well, like I said before, guys, great weekend. Traverse City, nice to go 2-0. And congratulations on that, getting a couple goals, and just keep it going, and you know, keep that scoring up. And we wish you guys the best of luck here next week, and also down the season.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay, and that was Austin Adamick and Seth Laws for our player portion of the Stevenson Hockey Podcast, and that is going to wrap up here, episode 7, and that's going to do it for this week's podcast. And just as a reminder, want to make sure, you know, to stay up to date with the program. Make sure you check out Stevenson Hockey on Twitter. The boys did a nice job updating this weekend there up there in Traverse City, you know, with some picks and obviously the game updates. That's LIVSHS Hockey. That's the Twitter handle. And as head coach mentioned, you know, Sports Radio Detroit, Ben Salagi and Roger Martin, those guys do a great job broadcasting the Livonia-Stevenson hockey games, and it was really cool. They were able to join us this weekend up in Traverse City and partake in, you know, not only the games but the team events. They were part of the team there all weekend long. I think those guys had a blast. It was great seeing those guys go tubing. I know they had a lot of fun doing that. But they were also able to capture a glimpse into, you know, how the program runs and what guys do away from the ice to kind of keep this this program rolling along. So just a special thank you to those guys for making the trip. They do such a really good job broadcasting the games, and we're really excited for them to be part of the program there and getting the games out to the fans that can't make it, or maybe to the parents that can't make it to a game. And as a reminder, you know, check them out at Sports Radio Detroit for all future games, but also for any games that you may have missed, like these past weekend. There in Traverse City, the games are archived, so that's really cool to have. Very, very special thanks to those guys. Looking forward to you know, continuing to have them broadcast the games here, you know, down the season. So again, that's going to do it. Thanks to everyone involved for this past weekend, as Coach mentioned, for our father that helped out, Adam Mitchell with the trip and putting everything together, from the coaches. To the parents, to everyone, it was just outstanding. It was a lot of fun, and we're looking forward here now to the second half to the season. So, all right, until next time, everyone, have a great week, and we will catch up. So, everybody, take care.